Blog Talk Radio.
I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About to never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it.
I hope you're all having a fabulous, wonderful day. I am Miss Sammy Brooks, coming to you live on Dollhouse Radio, the only place to be. For all of you out there that have not been listening to Dollhouse Radio, I'm still going to kick all your asses. Yes, I am. And my co-host, Miss Sage Montana, she's running a little late today. She's stuck in traffic somewhere. She's probably masturbating, and she's just, you know, not telling me that. So any of you out there in Dollhouse Radio Land that would love to chit-chat with me before my co-host steps in, please feel free to call at 646-595-4038. But make sure you press 1, and then I will totally connect you to me, and we can totally have chit-chat time. We can talk about webcamming. We can talk about sex. We can talk about pretty much anything you would like to. And then also to let all of you know, I have a yummy, amazing girl coming on here pretty soon. Miss Melissa Dawson will be joining us very soon. She's going to be on for a short bit today talking about her webcamming experience. And I should say experiences, because this woman is very, very experienced in the webcam industry. She is so yummy and voluptuous. Sexy, curvy, I love her to death. She's one of my BFFs that I absolutely adore tremendously. So before my girls get online, let's just do a little chit-chat about webcamming. I just got offline literally like 23 and a half, 24 minutes ago, and I had to hurry up, go in, wash myself, and get all nice and clean for all of you that are listening. I don't know why I took the time to go get clean. I should have just stayed dirty. Oh, wait, I am. I'm a dirty girl. I'm a dirty bird. Yes, I am. So here I am talking to myself. So any of you that are out there listening that would love to be connected and just give some webcam insight or just, you know, talk a little crap with me before my girls get online, call in right now, 646-595-4038, and make sure you press 1, and I will gladly put you through, and we can do some doity talk for all my doity dogs out there. So, Miss Sage Montana, who is my co-host every Thursday, she'll be on here pretty soon. But I do have to say, if you guys have not seen her on webcam, you better go and check her out. She's on during the week, earlier in the afternoon, and you can catch her show at sagemontana.cammodels.com. And hold on, I got a yummy. Hold on, here we go. 248, who are you and where are you calling from, darling?
Hey, it's Darius. I don't know if you remember me. I was calling from a few weeks ago.
Oh, your voice does sound very familiar, Darius. When I hear Darius, I think of Darius Rucker, a country singer.
Ha, that's funny. I'm black, too, so that's so funny.
Oh, that is? Oh, that's even more funny. How you doing, Dollface?
I'm doing
I
listen
to country. I'm a country girl. Well, I listen to everything, but country is the one thing that I really, really enjoy.
Yeah,
that's
country
like
has a lot
thing.
Of great lyrics.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Well, most of the time, I like bypass a lot of songs during webcam only because, you know, there's some that are just a little too, like, slow. I'm like, okay, you're out. You're fired.
Right.
So what's up there, Buttercup?
Nothing much. I'm just about to head to class, you know, young college boy in the game. And just
nice.
You know, I just thought I'd call you, see what's up. And no one was clicking in, so I thought I'd say hi.
No, I'm glad you did because my girls, Sage is going to be on here pretty soon, and then Miss Melissa, she won't be on for about, probably 10 to 12 more minutes. So, no, I'm glad you did because otherwise I'm just going to keep running my mouth and talking to myself, which I'm used to. I'm used to talking to myself. So tell me, darling, when it comes to webcamming, you know, since you know that us girls, we all webcam, what's the one thing that you love the most about us girls? Like what really intrigues you about webcamming?
You know, I've never done webcamming before. It's so
you haven't?
No, I haven't.
Holy biscuits, Batman. You ought to try it sometime. I mean, not, like, physically try it. But, I mean, unless you want to, because guys do very well.
I don't think straight guys do very well, but.
Oh, yes, they do. I know quite a few of them.
Wow.
Yeah, it helps pay. It helps pay for, you know, college tuition and all that stuff. Hey,
okay,
it makes
okay.
Car payments. Makes car payments. And you
yeah.
know, you could pick a sexy girl and you could webcam with her, and there you go.
Mm.
Then you're off to the bank. So, oh my gosh. Okay, so you haven't been into the whole webcamming thing. So what intrigues you by calling in? What is it that, like, gets you,
honestly,
you know what I mean?
I saw the dollhouse thing on Twitter, and I just thought I'd call once, and I saw you on your Twitter. I thought you were really cute, and I just thought I'd call and say hi. Yeah, and then so that was a couple weeks ago, and then
yeah.
I was on spring break in Texas, and I had a great time, and now I'm calling,
nice.
you know.
That, you know, it's so funny because you live down in Texas. I was just talking the other day. I was like, man, San Diego, I live in San Diego. It's gorgeous. Absolutely love it. It's beautiful, whatever. But it's so damn expensive. And I was like, you know what? I'm thinking about the whole Texas area. So
wow.
Watch out. Sammy might be coming to your town soon.
What city are you looking at?
I'm not quite sure. I'm just kind of taking a gander. Wouldn't be for a couple years. I'm just kind of looking around, and I was like, there's a lot of fun going on in Texas. A lot of fun that I've seen
that's
so
funny.
Far.
Yeah, it's funny because I was thinking about moving to California. So what's, like, some of your favorite, like, things about living in California?
Oh my gosh, the favorite things about living in California, I would definitely sunshine, obviously, because it's always, you know, it's nice all the time. Texas, of course, you guys get a lot more humidity in the summer. But definitely, I'd have to say, just the people. It's so nice. Like, the people in San Diego are the nicest people ever. No matter where you go, people are always nice. And then I would say the restaurants and, you know, if you like to drink, go out to all these little clubs. Gas Lamp District is absolutely insanely fabulous. I don't go very often, but it's nice and fun. Be fun for you on spring break, but you just had spring break. Or are you on spring break now, or you just had spring break?
I just had it.
Oh, damn. You should have came to San Diego, dude. The beaches are fabulous.
Really?
Seriously. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. There's so many beaches in San Diego that you don't know which one to go to. It's like, okay, wait. Today I woke up. Let's see. Which beach do I want to go to? It is awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm, it is. But, Darius, I have a couple other people on hold for coming in. So I want to give you some yummy loves, and thank you for all the yummies that you said about Dollhouse Radio Me. You're like a little sweetie patootie. Are you on my Twitter?
Oh. Yeah, I'm following you on Twitter. I was go-go.
Oh, that's – holy shit. Okay, I'll send you – let's send some tweets to each other so we can send some loves.
I will. Catch you later.
Okay, honey friends, have a fabulous evening.
Thank you. You too. Mwah.
Okay. Mwah. Kisses, baby doll. Oh, my gosh, so cute. Okay, here we go. Next caller. 813, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, boy, sexy voice. I'm fabulous. What are you doing? What are you wearing? I feel like this is phone sex. Oh, my God.
It probably could turn into it. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, my gosh. That did just totally sound like a phone sex call. Hello, what are you wearing? Oh, my gosh. So who do I have the pleasure of talking to?
Wow, you're a trip. You're
you have no idea.
Basically, just some tan pants, that's it, just chilling. What's up with you?
You what?
Just wearing some tan pants, just kicking back, just chilling. What's up with you? You're curious.
Nice. Nice. Well, I'm waiting for my girls. I've got Sage, who's my co-host, and she's running a little late. And then I've got Miss Melissa Dawson, who's our guest today, who's going to be calling in about 4 or 5 minutes or so. So I'm going to be having her chime in, and we're going to be having some yummy webcam talk. So what do you think about the whole webcam thing? Are you into it? Are you not so into it? Do you stroke to it? Do you not stroke to it?
I think me saying I'm into it is an understatement. I think that would be an understatement to say, I'm in the webcam. I think that's a bit of an understatement for me. I'm just being honest with that one.
So you like your webcam models?
I do. Well, it just honestly, it gives you a different way to express yourself, if you will.
Oh, heck yeah.
And have an audience at the same time. And as
gosh.
You can be excited, is erotic, is freaky
mm-hmm.
as you want. And the more people get turned on, the more you come, and then the harder you come, and the juices just get everywhere.
Exactly. So. Do you hear this, everybody out there in Dollhouse Radio Land? You hear that? This man knows his webcamming.
Don't even lie. Don't even lie. You know I'm right.
I've been doing this for a long time. I know you're right.
But where are you from? Because this is actually my second time calling in to this.
I'm in California, honey.
Oh, really?
I'm in Cali, baby. Yeah, where
nice.
Are you
nice. What part? I'm actually in Florida. The Sunshine State has a light car. As a lot call it, even though it is not the Sunshine State. It's almost bipolar at times.
That's so funny you say that, because Melissa was talking about last time we were doing, because we do a radio show together on Mondays as well,
mm-hmm.
and she was talking about how the weather has just been so stinking crazy, but everybody on the East Coast has been getting crazy weather. You guys have mm-hmm. got some... I don't know what the hell's going on over there, but we got 90-degree weather coming in here. Like,
I tell you what,
San Diego.
You can always tell who's from Florida and who's not by the reaction to the weather. It's the funniest thing. I mean, it can be really, really hot one day, and then the next moment it's pouring down rain, and people are like, what the fuck? And I'm like, welcome to Florida. That's just how it is. It's spontaneous like that. I kid you not. I mean, you can come down for a family vacation, and you can think you're going to have a wonderful time, and mm-hmm. for the entire week, it's pouring down rain.
Right.
I think that's the funniest thing to people's reactions. But Cali, I hear so many different things about Cali. How is it in your opinion?
Well, I'm in San Diego, so it's like always nice here. We just had like a little drought last mm-hmm. week or a little bit before last week, and it was absolutely wonderful because we needed the rain really bad because it's always nice. It's always nice.
Yeah, y'all do. Y'all just dry over there. I don't know what the hell's wrong with y'all. I guess the weather just, the rain just don't like y'all. I don't know if y'all mean or anything, but I just don't think this rain
maybe
likes
y'all. Maybe I need
y'all.
To start doing a rain dance or something. Hell yeah.
Possibly. I just don't think y'all are exciting enough to get rain over there. I think that's
what
it is.
Oh, it's so damn exciting
I think
in San
just
Diego.
Boring. No.
Have you been to San Diego?
No, but I don't see a reason to because
well,
it's always dry.
San Diego.
But it's always dry over there, though. But it's always dry.
Do you know how many beaches we have in San Diego? It's very wet in San Diego.
You do. You have a lot of beaches over there, but they're all dry.
Hello.
They're all
messy. I'm in San Diego, and I'm always getting wet on my webcam, so it's not dry in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, but you're wet all the time, though. That's another good thing. But, no, Florida's a better place to come because of the surprises on people's faces because of the weather.
Yeah,
I definitely
yeah,
could say that.
Yackety-schmackety.
But tonight's show, I'm pretty sure, will be a very, very good one. I'm pretty sure it'll be
it
a very
is
good
going
one.
To. It's going to, Darlene. Thank you so much. I've got another caller I'm going to take, and I absolutely adore you for calling in. Mwah. And
anytime.
If you're on Twitter, make sure you tweet it out because I will totally be tweeting you back, baby doll.
Oh, anytime.
All
I will
right,
definitely enjoy
you.
The show.
All right, perfect, honey friends. Have a fabulous night. Bye, honey.
Love you.
Aw, kisses. Love you too, babes. Oh, my gosh. You guys are so sweet. Everybody
I'm a trip when you get to know me. I'm a trip when you get to know me. I promise you that.
For some reason, I believe you.
It's the truth.
I believe you. All right, we're going right on to the next caller, darling. You have a fabulous evening. Kisses. Mwah.
You too.
Kisses. Caught it right through the air.
Awesome.
All right.
I'll be listening the entire time.
All right, bye, honey buns.
Bye.
Okay, so I have caller 352 on the air. Are you there, darling?
Yes, I am, darling. Sammy Brooks.
Oh, is this Joseph?
How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous, honey. How are you?
Good. Hope you're keeping yourself hydrated over in California after hearing
We had lots of rain last week, right before last week. So we're doing all right. And I watered all my citrus trees, so my water bill might be a little high next month, but that's okay. At least my trees are all hydrated. So how have you been then, Joseph?
I'm doing good. I wish I could give you an answer on the adult webcam stuff, but I don't quite do much of that.
You mean you've never been a webcam model, Joseph? Like, you've never personally done webcamming yourself? Like, come on, Joseph, you're hot.
Right. I don't have a webcam.
Okay,
it's nothing personal.
You know what? You should totally try being a webcam model. It's very entertaining. Very, very entertaining.
I'm
messing with you. Come on, darling.
Yes,
I'm messing with you.
I know. It's all right. I'm just trying to relax.
Okay.
Having a bit of a case of the sneezes. right now.
Oh my gosh, I had those the other day and I sneezed a total of 17 times. That was 17 nose jabs. It was absolutely insane.
Mine unfortunately seems to be nonstop. I don't know. It seems to be coming. It has to do with the pollen down here in Florida.
Ay, ay, ay. What is it with you people in Florida and dry noses?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
It happened.
Well, Joseph, I'm going to let you go, baby doll, because I have...
No problem. Thanks for taking my call.
You are so welcome. Oh, you're welcome.
You all have
anytime.
You have a good show, and I have another show to tune in and listen to.
Perfect, darling. And I will talk to you very soon, and kisses to you in Florida, and be safe and be well. Oh, thank you. And make sure you take care of that nose, baby doll.
I will try.
Okay, honey. I will talk to you soon, darling.
Same here. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. You guys are all so awesome. Thank you for calling in to all of you that have called in so far, because my girls are running a little late. So what we're going to do right now is go to the Dollhouse Radio announcements for a quick little 2-minute break. So if you guys need to go take a potty break or, stroke a little or, do those yummies that you need to take care of before my girls get online, go ahead and feel free to do it, because we're going to take a 2-minute break. And Miss Angela, my sexy, sexy girl, has all these yummy dollhouse announcements that I'm going to let her take away. Okay, Angela, sexy, give me that voice and let me hear those announcements.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? We are looking for an in-studio co-host in the NYC area. Must know pop culture and entertainment gossip. We are also looking for a co-host for Beauty and Beats, airing every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Must have lots of personality, have a love for beauty and fashion, knowledge of music culture is a plus. Email dollhouseradio@gmail.com for more information. Got a hot morning show idea? Email your concept to dollhouseradio@gmail.com and you might be the next Dollhouse Radio show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Thank you, Miss Angela, so much for those yummy announcements. Now, okay, everybody, we have some yumminess besides myself. Oh, I can see, even when I don't have the girls on the line, I can totally entertain myself. So don't worry, it's always going to be an entertaining hour. But here is my yummy, fabulous girl, Melissa.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, I'm totally about to fucking come. I hear your voice. And it makes me cringe. I love it. I have goosies. How are you, sexy?
Oh, my gosh. I'm good. I'm good. Oh, my gosh.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yes. Well, it's just you and I. Sage is running a little bit behind schedule, so I've been being entertained with.
I don't
I've had
feel
callers.
So bad then.
Like, no, I've had callers come in.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
Well, you know me. I can talk to a freaking cardboard box
well,
and still have a conversation.
But that's awesome. I like that, though. That's always entertaining. That's a good thing.
Right? I know. Even though that cardboard box doesn't move, for some reason, I have a way of communicating.
I know. And very well. I like that.
Oh, my gosh. So for all of you listening, we have the amazing, fabulous webcam model, Miss Melissa Dawson, on the line right now. And if you guys are not following her on Twitter right now, I'm going to just jump through the phone lines and kick your asses. Her Twitter is at Melissa Dawson double D. Go follow her. And her webcam link is daisy_dawson.cammodels.com. So make sure.
Yay.
She is like yummy. She's curvy and cute and sexy and just like fun and yummy. You are. You're fun and yummy. You are.
Thank you.
Like, you're my next victim. I want you.
Oh, I'm your next victim. I like that.
You're my next victim. I'm going to rapture your body.
Nice.
So, what's going on, darling? How are things with you?
Oh, my gosh. Just really busy. I've been shooting, and more shooting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Lots of content lately. You know, it's summer,
Perfect.
So we have a lot of big projects coming up, and in between
uh-huh.
that and updating all of our stuff, it's crazy busy.
That is awesome. Love it. So I want to ask you, because you've been webcamming, you know, for quite some time, and I just want everybody out there to know, what is the one thing that really, like, you love the most about webcamming? Like, what is it? When you turn on that camera and you are just focused and you're doing your thing, What is it about webcamming that is your number one, like,
I just, you know, I love the interaction with everybody, and it's just, I don't know, you never know who you're going to get. You never know who's going to come in your room.
Ain't that the truth?
You know, and I mean, I have been, like, shocked before, and I'm going to go through and get somewhere a little quieter where I am. Yeah, I'm like, I try to go to a quiet place and then,
right?
Go this way. I thought I'd find somewhere quiet where I wouldn't be bothering people.
Hey,
okay.
Go into the closet. Go in the closet.
Yep, actually, I'm going to go out the front door. Okay, anyway, camming. Oh, my gosh, I
like
I love
the back
it,
door myself,
like,
but you can take the front door.
I knew you were going to say that. Oh, my God. How did I know that you were going to go there? Of course you do. Well, I just came out of the back door and went to the front door. So, but yeah, like I said, camming is just, you know, at first it scared the shit out of me, you know, because you're, even though it's not like you're, you know, in front of that person actually, you know, you still have
right.
to worry about what you look like, and you have to wonder about what are they going to think of you, and what if they don't like me. So it's very intimidating at first, but then, you know,
uh-huh.
once you get people following you and you have your regulars and they make you feel like you're a queen, you know, then I really love entertaining them. And, you know, like, I have so many guys that, like, I'm the first person they see in the morning. It's like it's their daily routine, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Right. Seriously.
You know,
oh, my gosh. That is so – I love that you said that, because it is like that. And when the guys are used to seeing you every day, or, you know, almost every day, you know,
yeah.
the same time, they're like, yes, my girl is on. You know, and you've got
yeah.
guys that can be anywhere from college guys that are on their phone
oh, yeah.
taking a break from class mm-hmm. all the way to
yeah.
guys in their office, you know, stroking
yeah.
under the desk, you know.
I know, right? Underneath the desk. I get that so often. Oh, my gosh. Like,
right?
I had a guy tell me that today. He's like, I posted some pictures on my photo shoot last week. He's like, I should know not to open up a tweet from Melissa Dawson because I'm at work and I don't know what I'm going to be able to do with this hard on that I have underneath my table. And I have two people sitting across from me and I'm like, oh, my God. Really?
That is so funny.
Oh, yeah. you know,
oh
they
gosh.
Look for like our pictures and what we're gonna do next, and you know, and then when my routine changes and I'm not on for them that morning, I get, oh my gosh,
right.
Where are you? When are you gonna be on? It's like, you know, it's like throwing their routine out too. Like if you change something up,
right?
So
no,
yeah.
I got that today because I came on before the radio show. I was on for a couple of hours, and they're like, what are you doing on at this time? You usually come on at night.
Yeah.
I'm like, well,
yeah.
I'm changing things up and going back
Backing
to earlier times. I'm
oh,
like,
look
the
at
late,
you.
I know. I'm like, the late night's just getting a little too much for me. I'm, you know,
yeah.
I was used to getting up early, and then I was staying up so late webcamming, and then it was
yeah.
like, shit, I need to get back into my normal routine so that way I can feel
I
like I'm normal, have dinner at a normal time.
Right? I know. I mean, I know a lot of girls work at night, but I've always done the daytime. And it's
mm-hmm.
one day last week, I actually got on cam. It was about 8:30 our time at night. And everyone was like, who are you? Where did you
are
come
you
from?
Are you serious?
How long? Yeah, they like, cause it's a whole different crowd. Like I only get, you know, during morning and afternoon, I never
mm-hmm.
get anyone that's on, you know, after they get off work and later. They're not used to seeing my
right.
face. And you know, every once in a while, you know, I did so well. I thought, well, you know what, maybe I should start doing maybe this like once a month, like one night, you know, once a month
mm-hmm.
just to meet new people. And for people that don't get to see you during the day, they're like, oh my
oh,
gosh,
definitely.
Please tell me that you're going to come back on at night. And, you know, so, and it's nice to kind of switch it up. When you get in the same routine, it's easy to get bored. It's easy to kind of just like not really put 100% into it. You know what I mean? It's
right.
So,
right.
It's good to always switch it up. Good.
You know what? That's really, really good that you say that because it is. When you switch it up, like, you know, because I was doing so many nights and then, you know, the last couple times I've been on earlier during the day and people are just like, whoa. Like, and there was people,
yeah.
you know, and we've been on the same site for like,
and now,
let's see, I've been on there for 5 years and you've been on there for almost 5 years. And it's
yeah.
like, they look at you, if you switch your time up, they're like, who are you? Where did you come from? Oh, my gosh. When do I get to
I
see you again?
Right? And that kind of makes you excited because it's like you almost,
yeah.
when you work during the day, you almost forget about the people that, the potential that you could meet at night, too. Or even
exactly.
if you don't, like, I don't work on the weekends, working on a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
I did that, like, 2 weeks ago. And I had just a couple of hours to kill before I was going somewhere for a birthday party or something. Nobody was home. It was just me, which is a rarity. And I thought, wow.
Right.
I'm going to jump on cam and everyone's like, oh my God, what are you doing on a Saturday? And
right.
I'm like, I know. This is amazing. They're like, yes, it
That's
is.
That's so funny. I know. I haven't been on.
You know?
I haven't been on Saturdays in a while either. And tomorrow
oh,
I haven't
either.
Be on. Yeah. I'll be on not tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. Oh my gosh, I'm jumping ahead of myself.
I'm doing the same thing all day today. I was thinking today was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what my problem is. I'm that day like ahead.
Well, 'cause you're busy tonight. You have a birthday party to go to tonight,
oh,
which I can't
I
wait
know.
To hear all about.
Oh, you know it's going to be crazy. Another cam girl.
I'm going to get her on here because I really want to get her insight on some naughtiness. And
well,
before,
you just need to send her a message.
I'm going to. And I know your time is short because you have to get ready for that party and get going.
Yeah.
But I do want to ask you your advice to new webcam models out there that want to get into the business, never done it before. What is your advice for them?
You know, just research who you're going to work with. You know, ultimately we're here to, you know, entertain. But, you know, you also have to, you know, make sure that you're somewhere comfortable. You like who you're working with. Do you want to work in a studio or do you want to try to do it independently? You know, there's so much that goes into
mm-hmm.
any one that we go with. But and then just enjoy it. Like, you know, they've made it so easy to where you don't have to worry about camming in the same state you live in if you don't want to. You know, there's so many things to protect yourself. I know a lot of people are always leery about camming because, oh, my gosh, what if someone sees who I am? Well, you can block the state you're in if you're worried about people recognizing you. They've made it really easy to have fun, meet new people, get on front of the cam. You know, and so many young girls that try to go the strip route first, you know, and clubs. And when you cam at home, you don't have to worry about people touching you. You don't have to worry about people following you out of the club. You don't have to worry about anything. You're in the comfort of your own home. You can get on anytime you want. You can get off
uh-huh.
anytime you want. you know? And you can make it fun. You can decorate your room. You can put a theme. You could give yourself a certain name of this is how you want people to see you. There's just so many different things you can do for Cami now. I mean, it's just have fun with it. I've learned so much just because we've been in it for a couple of years. So, and I'm still learning things. Like I see, you know, when I go check out Cam Girls if I'm getting off, I'll go, oh, let's go see who's on. And I look in girls' rooms just to see maybe what they have going on. And I have, I have Cam Girls come check my room out all the time. I see you slipping in my room. You know what I mean? Like you see the names pop in your room. And you know they're totally just seeing what you're doing, you know, where you're coming from, and that's fine. I mean, it's, you know, we're all that way. So I just have fun with it. I mean, it's just a great way.
Here's one of the things, like with you and I and with Sage, it's like if we want to see what other cam models are doing, we're nice cam models. We're not the mean girls.
There's some mean girls out there.
There's some very mean girls out there, and we are the nice girls. So don't worry
not
if we come in. No, we don't stir up trouble. We just like to.
No,
we like to.
Hey, if I come in your room, I'm gonna tell you I'm here, and I'm gonna tip you. I'm not gonna just keep in your room and not like participate in your show. You know.
Exactly.
That's rude. So, but there's girls that do that all the time that don't do anything but just want to see what you're doing. So, but with anything, you're gonna have the good with the bad. But that's my best advice: is just have fun with it because. You know, I laugh every day. I mean, I always hear something. Today I was on cam for probably a good couple hours, and it was just such a great day. Like, everyone was in good moods, and we just had, you know, like,
that's how
Oh, my gosh. Guys were so horny today. It was like, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Everyone just wanted to, like, just, you know, I mean, it was just crazy. Yes. I was like, wow, you guys are, I love this.
That's what
this
I
was
amazing.
Today, too.
I was just
this
like,
why I
you
do
guys
this.
And they were just, like, so sweet and so nice. And they were just, like, I mean, most of the guys are always, you know, I'd say 98% of the time, they're always sweet and nice. But today was different. I was like,
today was a good day.
Like,
today was,
this is
and I'm thinking,
yummy.
And for some reason, I was thinking today was Friday. Like I told you, I've been, like, a day ahead of everything for some reason. And I kept catching myself, oh, well, maybe because it's Friday, it's the weekend. And I'm like, no, it's only Thursday. Why are you guys so, you know. But it was amazing, and, you know, any of you out there listening that you're thinking that you want to try it, it's a computer, a webcam, and whoever you want to work for. And, you know, it's all about personality and how people perceive you. And,
Thank you.
You know, it is. It's just that's how it is. So
personality is the number one key in which I tell girls that that I help get started.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's all about the personality. It doesn't matter what size, what color, whatever you are, you know, male, female, whatever you are, it's personality. If you don't got personality, just go to McDonald's.
You could be the prettiest thing sitting there, and if you can't entertain them, I mean, obviously, it's not all about your personality. Obviously, they're in there to entertain.
Right, you gotta have some yummies.
There are people
but
you have to be able to also carry on the conversation and have fun and people believe you and not feel like it's, you know, it's all a game and it's all, because these people look at you as like a friend, like you're the girl next door, like I could actually get with her. And that's important to people. And that, you know, if they don't get that vibe from you, then they're going to leave your room in a heartbeat and go find someone that does. So,
oh my gosh,
just always remember that.
You know what? There's nothing worse than going into a girl's chat room that has a mean look on her face and she's on her cell phone. Right?
I know.
Like,
and she's got she's singing and she's looking at her phone, not even paying attention to people.
Right?
It's like, oh my gosh, and it happens a lot. I look, I'm like, oh my gosh, wow, I know. It happens though. I know.
It does. But I don't want to keep you doll face because I know that you have to get going. I love you. I love you.
I love you
very, very much. And we'll
thank you for having
you this weekend.
Yes, definitely.
And I'll talk to you this weekend about next week. So, yes, you have a fabulous time tonight. Okay, Dollface, love you.
Okay,
and
love
everybody,
you.
Give them your shout-outs real quick before you go and your featured show that's coming up here soon, too.
Yeah, my Twitter is at @MelissaDawson_D. You can follow me there. And then StreamMate is daisy_dawson.cammodels.com. My next featured show is next Monday. I don't even know what date that is. Maybe the 21st. I don't remember. But it's from 8 to 9 Eastern time. Oh, my gosh. And what is their, I know you know it. I don't know what their.
Which, what day are you on? The 21st?
I think it's the next, not this Monday, but next Monday. I don't remember what date that is.
March?
Okay,
so that would be the 16th. Oh, wait,
is
no.
Is it the 16th? Okay.
Oh, no, the 23rd. No, because I'm on the 20th and you're on the 23rd.
Okay, 23rd. 23rd
yeah.
is my next
yeah.
featured
yeah.
show from 8 to 9 Eastern. I know, like I usually have my calendar in front of me, but I don't. So, and I'll be tweeting out that link as well a couple days before my show so you guys will know when that's happening as well. So.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And her link for that featured show, make sure you guys go and check her out because you are on, what I say, you're on the 23rd. And her link for that featured show, which is absolutely awesome, it's like totally yummy. Like,
thank you.
Everything comes out and it's a webcam, everything.
Yes.
And she has a yummy vagina. Did I say
oh,
that?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she has a
yes,
yummy vagina. Yes, you are, Christina. It's freewebcams.com/chat/Daisy Dawson. Whoopsie.
Yeah, that's okay. I know.
Daisy
it's
Dawson.
Confusing.
Well,
look at mine. I know. I'll tweet that link out, too, because when I tweet out before showtime, I always tweet that out, the link as well. So I'll get that all
perfect.
Out to them as well.
Sweet.
All right. Well, thank you, love. I appreciate it.
You are welcome.
You guys
thank
have fun.
Thank you, honey.
Thank
yes.
you. I love you guys.
Have a fabulous evening, and I will talk to you very, very soon, Sweet Cheeks.
Okay, Sammy. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, bye, Honey Buns.
Bye,
kisses.
Baby.
Love ya. Bye. Oh, my gosh, you guys. That was the most amazing friend of mine. Well, okay, Sage Montana is an amazing friend of mine, too. But Melissa is absolutely, like, one of the sweetest, coolest chicas ever. And she was one of my bridesmaids. I just have to throw that out there. Like, she looks so goddamn sexy. I was like, ugh, like, you sexy chica. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so if you guys did not hear, you have to make sure you go follow her on Twitter, Melissa Dawson double D. And she does have some voluptuous double Ds that you will love to be checking out. And Miss Sage Montana is usually here. But she got a little tied up. She's a little busy right now. So she's not, I don't think she's going to be able to call in this afternoon and be on the air. So you guys are stuck with me and all my rambling on. And if you don't like it, shmush, shmush, I'll just have to fire you. It's okay. I don't mind talking to myself. Actually, I've got Johnny Boy on the line waiting. And let's see. Oh, wait, John, before I put you through, I have somebody else that's still waiting. Hold on. Let's see here. 813, are you there, darling?
Mm-hmm. I definitely am.
Okay, wait a second. Who is this?
This is Jay, a.k.a. Jordan. What's up?
What's up, darling? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I love this show. You guys are very entertaining. Personality.
Oh, boy. We try to be entertaining. We really do. And usually I have, you know, my girl here with me. And tonight I'm having to do it by myself. So hopefully we stay entertaining.
Oh, that's not cool. Oh, that's not
cool.
Oh,
no. No, when you've got family and stuff going on, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. They can't just leave you hanging like that. That's
oh, God,
cool
no. Like I was telling Melissa, I can talk to a cardboard box, and I swear to Lord, it's the best it's the best damn conversation ever.
That's her. Like, she really can talk to a cardboard box. She's like, yeah, I've done it before. I'm like, okay. But no, hey, if you can do it, knock yourself out. I mean, I've done stuff like that before, and I've been out with friends, and they're like, okay, what are you talking to? I'm like, well, that's how you know you can talk a lot, when you can talk to an inanimate object. She look like, are
exactly.
they crazy? I'm like, no, I just talk a lot. That's all that is.
Seriously,
but
during my webcam shows, I talk to my dildos all the time, and I swear to bejesus, they answer back. They're like, where's the vagina? Where's the vagina?
Give me the vagina. Are they, do they actually have names like Fred, John, James, Timmy?
No,
just,
stupider
I was
and
to
stupider.
Because if you took it that far, I'm like, okay. I mean, if you do you. I mean, hey, if they got names, more power to you.
Yeah, I have not named them yet, but, you know, I might think about that.
Now that you said that, I might start doing that.
And your audience
you
is
know
like,
what?
They have names now? I'm like, yeah. I got that from
yeah,
a caller.
Send
I got the idea from a caller.
Yeah. You'll have to send me
talking?
A name from one of them, and I'll name it.
How about Jordan for one? How about Jordan for one?
Jordan?
Yeah, the first one's my name. Yeah, the first one's my name.
Okay, Jordan. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jordan, you are going to be on the first one. Number one
awesome,
cock.
Awesome.
Okay. I just put you on the number
like
one cock
like,
list.
Where did this come from? Well, you know, a caller last night, me and him talked about it, and he gave me an idea. I hate his ass. I know you do, but he was really cool. I'm like, I can't help it. Can't.
Oh, my gosh. I am so going to. I'm hoping I can get on before I get off.
You could get on. You could definitely get on. That's not a problem.
Oh,
whatsoever.
Boy. Yes,
you get
I
on.
Can, darling. I have no
and
problem.
And I will make you stay on.
That's for sure.
And I'll make you stay on.
Oh, my
on
gosh.
Flight, no.
You are funny. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Love it. Love it. So give me your insight on when it comes to webcamming, what's the one thing with models, what's the one thing that turns you off? How's that? I want to know what turns you off about webcam.
Turns me off about webcams. As you guys said, personality
like
plus is. But I'll say this. As far as personality plus, that is important. It very is
mm-hmm.
important if the webcam model has personality. Because if you go into a room and the model is just boring or she's just then the excitement's not there and you can't really enjoy yourself. So it kind of cuts it down.
Right.
But as far as turn offs. She's not attentive. She's really not into it. Doing the same thing over and over again. You know, kind of switching it up, like y'all said. It always helps if she switches it up and if she's intense. And squirting is always a plus. But
right,
no.
Wetness makes
now,
a difference.
That's true. Now, different races of women. For me, Latinas, white, black, Asian. I like them all. I don't
oh,
really
so you've
have,
got a diverse.
Yes.
You've got totally
mm-hmm.
diverse. See, this is what I like
mm-hmm.
right here. Okay, you know, the girls weren't, Sage wasn't able to call in right now. So this is awesome being able to talk, you know, like to you and the other gentleman
mm-hmm.
that I've had, you know, I've talked
mm-hmm.
to. But it's nice to get an insight from you guys because
mm-hmm.
it really makes a difference hearing what you guys have to say.
It does. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
But no,
totally.
As far as race wise, I don't discriminate. For me, Latinas, Asians, as I said before, short,
that's a good thing.
Tall, thick. Yeah, I have a love for women. Truly, I'm not gonna even lie. Short, tall, thick, fat. I will dip, girl. I will, but preferably Latina or mixed or whatever. I don't know why. That's just how I am. as far as hair wise, I can do long hair. Women or short hair, but if you got short hair,
wait, are you
gotta,
talking long hair on the head or down below? Like, do you want long hair on a girl, like, you know, coming out of her vagina? Or do you want...
On the head. No, on the head. Let's stick with on the head. I'm not trying to go down into a jungle. I'm not trying to be Tarzan. Just not happening. But no, I'm not trying to be Tarzan swinging from my pubic hair. It's not going to happen.
You be Tarzan, I be Jane.
Yeah, we make a good pair.
Oh my gosh, this is so
but
funny.
But on a slight note, if a girl's got short hair, as long as it fits her, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
If it fits her, fine. Like if you're one that usually wears long hair because of your head or whatever, the short hair look doesn't fit you, then just don't do it. But as far as different types of women, I love them all. Love them all. Truly do. As
nice.
Far as qualities,
nice.
I do. But at the same time, I'm one of those guys that likes women that are really energetic, really hyper. Freaky is always a plus. Always a plus. You can't really go wrong with that.
So
and any guy that says they and any guy that says they do not like a girl that's a freak is lying.
Right.
either or. Personality flaws.
Oh my gosh.
Freaky, flexible.
No.
Nice. I like it all. Yes. I don't know what's wrong with some of the other guys out there that said they don't like girls that are flexible. I think there's something wrong with them. That's just me. These are things that I do like about body wise. The tummy thing, I'm not one of those guys that says a girl has to have a six pack or have.
You're
to have
like
a
totally getting
body.
Into this all. Like you're telling me you are whole. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
with me, the body type, I'm not really one that's big on the girl's got to have a perfect body to be with me. Because it's like, my thing is this. If the girl's got a little bit of tummy, my thing is I'll tickle her because I'm a jokester, I'm a prankster. I kind of like doing stuff like that. And if she feels bad about her body, then we can just work out and it can be fun. Like if a girl is concerned about her weight, I can turn it into like a fun thing. Like, hey, babe, you want to go running, jogging, or swimming, or do something like that.
So, let me ask you this. Okay, since I don't have my girls on the line right now, and you know it's you and I that are chatting
mm-hmm.
right now. So
mm-hmm.
tell me, so if you're with a girl and you think she's just, you know, looking a little too curvy, you're gonna tell her, you know what, baby doll, let's go have some fun. Let's go, you know, let's go work out a little bit. You would actually say that to her?
Actually, I wouldn't.
Oh,
this is my thing. I'm talking about one of the girls that's like they're really beat up about their weight and like, hey, I'm
oh,
fat.
Oh, gotcha,
blah, blah,
gotcha,
blah.
Gotcha.
I'm talking about one of those. I'm not gonna be like, hey, you're fat. Let's go to the gym. No, I'm not one of those guys. No, I'm not one of those guys. That's tough. That's really
that's good.
No, I'm not
girls would be like, oh no, he didn't.
But also, what's funny at the same time. I'm a jokester, but I'm also one of those ones that likes to push buttons, but in the sense that I'll make you want to throw something at me, but then kiss you before you do it. It's really, really funny. It's really funny. It's really funny and really ironic. I'm one of those that likes just messing just for the hell of it. I'll say stuff that's like, I can't believe you said that, to the point where you want to tackle me like, I want to beat your ass.
Oh, my gosh. Too awesome. I love it. Okay, darling. Well, I love all your insight. This is good stuff right here. Yeah.
Anytime.
Thank you, baby doll.
I'll be tuned in.
Okay, perfect. I love it. Thank you.
Love you.
All right. Bye. Kisses, honey. Oh my gosh, you guys, this is absolutely awesome. Loving the show. And I will tell you guys that I'm having just a little tiny issue with the studio here. So, James, if you're listening and if you are there, or Angela or anybody on Dollhouse Radio, if you could log into the studio site itself, Miss Sammy is not able to take, I can't see any more calls or anything. Everything's frozen on my side. So, I'm going to need you guys to... gosh. Let's see. Okay, that background noise is definitely not coming from me. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on here, you guys. I keep trying to upload. Everybody on Dollhouse Radio, if you're on hold and you're trying to call in, please just bear with me for a momento. I'm having a couple issues here with the studio itself. It's not letting me. It's not letting me log into the calls or anything. So, okay. On that note, everybody, I'm glad that everybody's listening to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. And today it's just Sammy. And we had Melissa Dawson on a little bit ago, which I love her. She's absolutely amazing. And I've had some yummy guys call in. And thank you all for that. I'm trying to talk and type at the same time, and it's so not going the way I want it to because I'm putting in – I'm such a dork. I'm putting in, like, extra – okay, let's see if I can get it going this time. Okay, I'm trying to come back on to the page. If it doesn't happen, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be a little – oh, yay, I'm back on. Sweet Jesus. Finally. Oh my gosh, of course, right when this show is about to end, the page comes back up for me. Sheesh. Well, thank you, Internet Lords. You are fans freaking tabulous. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So like I was saying, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. We had Miss Melissa Dawson that was on earlier. And please make sure you follow both of my yummy girls, Melissa Dawson. Her Twitter is @MelissaDawsonDD. And her webcam link is melissa_dawson.cammodels.com. And Miss Sage Montana, you can follow her at sagemontana1, the number one. And her cam link is sagemontana.cammodels.com. And, of course, you know, like, you could totally follow me here on Dollhouse Radio twice a week. Oh, my gosh, did you guys hear that? Twice a week? You guys have to listen to me twice a week. This is, like, the best thing in the world. Okay, well, I think it's the best thing in the world. If you don't, well, then you suck donkey ball. But Mondays from 11 to 12 p.m. or a.m., 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., I'm on the Sammy Cocktail Hour, and we go from everything from cocktails to sex to whatever you could imagine. And Melissa Dawson and Sierra Devi are my rotating co-hosts on Mondays. And then on Thursday evenings, you know, like tonight, from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific time, you can catch me here with my yummy, yummy co-host, Sage Montana, and yummy guests that we have. And next Thursday, we have Miss Gia Loren. If you guys don't know who she is, then, you know, you're going to have to wait to find out, because I'll be tweeting her pics and her cam link and everything else. She'll be our guest next Thursday. So I want to thank you all for joining me and listening to me talk for the last almost hour, almost by myself. And thank you to all of you guys that have come in and helped me. I absolutely love and adore all of you that have totally helped me in making this last hour amazing. And Miss Melissa, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to play with me. So what we're going to do right now is I'm going to hit this little button right here. And it's going to, I wish you guys could see this, but you can't see it. So, you don't get to see, that's not the one I want. Oh, I just hit the wrong button. Okay, you guys just stay entertained for a second. Okay, everybody, thank you. I love you all to death. And I've been having issues with the page. So I am going to bid you all adieu. And I love you all, and I will talk to you soon. Hopefully, I will be on cam within a couple hours, okay? Kisses to you all, and the Sammy Masturbation Station will be open very soon. Mwah! Kisses, everybody. Love you.
I've never been the type to give up. Pull myself back up, learn to save the day with the world on my shoulders. No matter what, I'ma always find a way. If I gotta kick down doors, I'ma break them down to the floor like no other. No matter what they see, there's more than meets the eye, so much more. And no matter what they think, I'ma always hold it down, bring it home. You ain't gotta worry about that. No, I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm more than just a banging body. Much more than what you think you say. I'm a super, super woman. I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm more than just a banging body. Much more than what you think of me. I'm a super, super woman. Time to go hard in the pain. Throw the X on my chest. Never walk away from the rain till it's over. Hit it with a left hook and a right one. Till I'm the last one left. Never ever judge.
Greatness, heart of a soldier, mind of a first lady.